Certainly a delight to be with you this morning. My name is Father Dave Carano, one of the new priests on the priest team here. I'm not here to talk about myself, though. We'll be introducing myself a little later and hoping to get to know each of you as time goes on. Today, in our scriptures, we have some very powerful reminders for us about the reality of Christian discipleship. What is it for us to call ourselves disciples of Jesus Christ? And we see that it's not about having a certain heritage, coming from a certain upbringing. It's not even about a particular philosophy of life. It's not even about having gone through external rituals and doing external practices. We see from our readings that to be a disciple is about loving Jesus above everything else and about being willing to die with Him so that we can share in new life with Him. Those are not easy things for us to wrap our minds around or to put into practice in our lives. But listen again, in order to understand these scriptures, I think we need to listen as if we're hearing them for the first time and to allow them to surprise us, allow it to shock us what Jesus is saying and asking of us. If you've ever been to the chiropractor, you know that moment when the adjustment happens to put things back into alignment. There's a little shock there. And this is what the Word of God does for us. And we need our lives to be put back into alignment because our normal state is to be out of alignment because of our fallen human nature. We need to be shocked back into what is right and good and just into alignment. So listen again to Jesus' words. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. If you are hearing that out of this context and for the first time, it would truly be a shocking statement. Who in the world could say this? Who in the world could demand this of you? Say that you're not worthy of being my friend if you love your parents more than me, or if you love your children more than me. Who could possibly compete with our highest and purest human loves? Because there is no greater human love than that of a parent for a child and a child for their parents. There's nothing purer than that love. Who could possibly compete with it? So what is Jesus saying? He's proclaiming that He is the highest good. He is the most worthy object of our love. And if we wish to be His disciples, we must love Him first and above all things. Who could possibly say that? Only the one who is God Himself come to us. God deserves not just our obedience, but our love. God is worthy of all of our love. St. Paul told us that God proved His love for us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Even at the moment when we had put ourselves in opposition to God as His enemies, He sent His only Son, Jesus, to die for us. That is love, that He has given Himself over for us, for our sake and for our salvation. He has proven His love for us. He has proven that He is the one most worthy of our love. And by being raised from the dead, we know that He is God's Son, that He is truly the Son of God and God Himself. Therefore, He deserves our highest allegiance. And He is our highest good. He is worthy. He is worthy of all of our love. Jesus doesn't stop there, though. He continues on. He says, "Whoever does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me." It's another shock, isn't it? We think that finding the source of happiness, finding the true love, is going to make our life easy and our path, you know, just to sail along smoothly. It doesn't take a lot for us to understand that taking up our cross is not a pleasant thing. It is not something easy. Is suffering and pain. It's another shock for him to say this. We hear from St. Paul today, "Are you unaware, brothers and sisters, that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were indeed buried with him through baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live in newness of life." You know, when I am honest with myself, I realize that I'm not strong enough to do this. I'm not strong enough to take up my cross. I'm not ready, willing, and able to die for Christ. But thankfully, the spiritual life does not consist in what we do for Jesus. It consists in doing things in Jesus. This is the reality of what happened at baptism, that we become one with Christ. We are united with him so that it is no longer us who live, but Christ who lives in us. We become, as St. Paul said, a new creation in Christ. And so I don't have to discover within myself this capacity and power to love, to give of myself, to empty myself in selfless love as Christ did on the cross. I just need to discover Christ living in me and let him love through me. Unite my heart to him fully, and then the power of his love will flow through me, and I'll be able to do what he asks of me. This is how we can love Jesus first. This is how we can love as he loves, by taking up our cross in service of our brothers and sisters, putting their needs before our own. When we are in Christ, our whole lives are transformed. Now, what happens to all of these other loves? Is Jesus telling us not to love our father and mother, our sons and daughters, our brothers and sisters? Of course not. It's not what he's asking. Rather, when we have the highest good first and love him above all things, then his love purifies. It purifies and elevates all of these other relationships and makes sure that they are oriented in alignment towards the highest good, who is God himself. We begin to love better. We love others not for the benefit that we might be able to receive back from them, but after the pattern of Jesus Christ, the truly selfless love. It's through baptism that all of us were made able, made capable of living in Christ Jesus, or Jesus began to live in us. Remember what Jesus heard at his baptism? The Father said to him, "You are my beloved Son." This is the word that each of us received at baptism. We were adopted, and the Father's love was poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit whom we received. Knowing that love keeps us in that identity as beloved children and as living in Christ. and makes us able to love as Jesus calls us to. When we are in Christ, when we are in the Father's love, then we are able to do as Jesus asked today, to love Him above all things and to serve others out of that same love that we have received from Him.